Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
From the WEEI studios, brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
Heard in Boston and throughout all six New England states.
Sports Radio 93.7, WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston.
An Odyssey station.
The kick and the pitch. Swing. There's a drive to left center field. It's going to win it. Meadows goes over and makes the catch. Santana tags. Here he comes. And the throw is very wide and late. And the Red Sox have won the division series. A sacrifice fly by Kiki Hernandez, bringing home Danny Santana with a winning run. Red Sox walk it off 6-5. Actually, they run it off with Santana scoring. And Boston moves on to the American League Championship Series. They blew a 5-0 lead, but came back in the ninth with a single by Vasquez, a sacrifice bunt, an infield hit by Shaw, and then the sac fly to left center. Meadows caught it. His throw was well offline and late, and the move to Danny Santana made instant dividends as Danny Santana scores the winning run. The Red Sox win it 6-5. They eliminate the 100-win and division champion Tampa Bay Rays.
Well, my guess is that our next guest pulled an all-nighter, couldn't sleep a wink last night. Rob Bradford. Bradfo joins us this morning. Bradfo, ecstatic?
Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding me? Let's go! Right? Right? You are accurate. I did not sleep a wink, as Ken can attest, that I was talking to him at 5 o'clock in the morning as I was writing. But that has nothing to do with the excitement. It has to do with just having to write a bunch of stuff. But there was plenty to write, including, by the way, posting the video of Joe and Will on that final call. And you have to see it, because Will has the most awesome fist pump when Joe completes the call. It's great.
Curtis has a poll up this morning about improbable championships. I don't want to jinx anything by looking ahead, but would you say that this Red Sox team, should they win it all, it would be the most improbable since the Patriots in 2001?
Well, first of all, I don't know if you've heard this, because they've been very shy about saying it. Nobody believed in the Red Sox. That's a shock that they busted that out again last night. And by the way, in their champagne popping ceremony, are you asking me if the Patriots, if this rivals the Patriots?
Oh, Curtis left 2001 off it.
Right. Since 01, Rob. So, like, remove that, because that was obviously sort of a unicorn. It was stands alone. But since then, this, in my opinion, if they win it, this would be the most improbable title of all.
Yeah, because look at the over-unders at the beginning of the year. It was what, the over-under for win total was 80? And there's no Bruins or Celtics or Patriots team in that run, no Red Sox team in 04, 03, 04, 07, 13, 18, any of it, where you said, oh, they only have an 80-win total. Maybe 13 might have come close, but yeah, no.
What about 18, actually? Cora's rookie year. Nobody expected that.
Well, they had made the playoffs two straight years. They'd spent a bunch of money. Nah, terrible example. Terrible example. Yes. No, so I would say yes, absolutely.
Alex Cora, would you say, outmanaged Kevin Cash in this series?
Yes. I mean, we can go down the list of things he outmanaged, but let's go to just last night. I mean, the fact is that you did the whole Shane McClanahan, insert Shane McClanahan here, even though Colin McHugh is rolling. And I will say this about Cora. Yeah, sure, he's been bobbing his weaving and wave his way through this bullpen. But look at game three. Nick Pivetta was rolling. Nick Pivetta was the guy. He left him in. There was no computer printout about Nick Pivetta pitching four innings. Absolutely not. And then you have singular cases like last night where you bait Kevin Cash into pinch hitting G-Man Choi. And just when they announce it, here comes Josh Taylor, a guy who just dominates Choi. I mean, so yeah, I mean, there's plenty of examples in Cora. Let's take a step back, guys. I mean, what Cora has done in the postseason is incredible. Yeah, you know, 09, I mean, in 19, yeah, sure. You know, he had some misfires, he had some missteps, and they didn't make the postseason. But once he gets to the postseason, it's been incredible, this run he's been on.
Rob, Greg was there last night, but we know he's not at every single game. You are, though, mostly. Is there a different type of energy at Fenway? Do you feel like this is a younger crowd? Because watching it on TV, it looks like a different place.
There absolutely is. It starts with the Greg Hill lobster mac and cheese. Now they're bringing up to the press box, but it is, you know, and we have the example of the crowd from the Yankees game, which, you know, still probably is the top of the list, but it is wild. It is a crazy scene. It really is. I said this before, you know, two things. From the fans' perspective, it's like, okay, the Yankee series, we made our mark. We're going to be that crowd because everyone's writing about it. Everyone's talking about it. Everyone's saying this is one of the best Fenway crowds in any postseason. From the players' perspective, Bogarts told me this and Pivetta told me this also last night. He said, once we won that Yankees game, that was the game. That was the game where we said, okay, we can do that. And for them to admit that, because all we heard was we're the best and no one understands how we're the best and we're going to do this. But it took that Yankees game to actually get it in their head that they can make a run at this. And a big part of that was the crowd and the environment.
Rob, you know us on the Greg Hill Show, we like to deal with facts.
I do
and
know you. Yes.
Yeah, especially myself here. So 2013, the Red Sox was 79.5 games over under. So to answer the question, what was the number? But moving forward to see if they can get to the World Series, who would you prefer to play, Houston or Chicago?
I would, if I were the Red Sox, that was very good, Wiggy. Excellent job.
You're welcome.
And by the way, how did you not bet the over? I mean, did you? Let's go. It's not, if you're not betting the over on 79.5, you're not trying. But I think that, to me, first of all, both teams on paper are more talented than the Red Sox. But I think all these teams on paper probably were. And, you know, the earmuffs for the Red Sox players who don't want to hear that, too bad. But I think that you want to play the White Sox because I think that somehow, some way, Tony La Russa will probably mess it up. And he's a very nice guy. I like him personally. And, you know, he was a great he was a great companion to Dave Dombrowski as they were taking the Kia trips up to Bradenton every spring with the Red Sox. But I'm telling you, the Houston is not only are they a talented team, but they're a team along the lines of the Rays in terms of doing things and managing a roster that makes you really uncomfortable.
But don't you think Alex Cora wants a little bit of a revenge factor when it comes to them?
Yeah, of course, but you know, so I mean, of course he wants a revenge factor, but also he probably doesn't want. He's probably not thrilled about the whole dynamic when it comes to the storylines and the chaos and everything else. I don't know if you saw his clip after on the field last night. I mean, this man. I mean, this stuff that he went through. This was the reason for the emotion with his family last night. Yeah. I mean, it still stings. I mean, it's still there. And I don't think he wants any kind of reminder if he doesn't have to have it.
Would you say that Alex Cora has done more for himself than anybody else in baseball this season? When you look back to where he was last season, I mean, we all speculated that his time in baseball was over. To be here now in the ALCS, is that the most shocking element of this season?
along the lines of Jonathan Arauz actually doing something to this team. I mean, think about how many guys are going to get rings if they win the World Series. It's going to be crazy. But I would agree. You know, I would agree, Chris, because you know, we had this conversation early on in the year when they were starting to roll and people were talking about manager of the year. Oh, he's not going to get manager of the year votes because people are going to remember Houston and people are going to hold that against him. And even, you know, I don't know about you guys, but if that was part of the conversation to say, oh, we're never going to get past the black mark on Alex Cora's resume. But we did. This is how it works. This is always how it works. If you perform and you do well in the city, that the city is needing something like this and expecting something like this, people are going to forgive you. And they did forgive him. And by the way, they forgave him because they said, hey, you know what? It is undeniable that this was the right guy. I mean, think about this. So think about having another manager. Do you think another manager, with all things considered, with the way that he's gotten the most out of these players, everything about it, that you could have found a better manager than Alex Cora? And the answer is, of course not.
Bradfo, minus Eovaldi, what's your guess at what that rotation looks like, if you had to guess at it today?
Oh, man. You know, everyone's like, oh, don't pitch Chris Sale. Well, if you don't pitch Chris Sale, you aren't winning. I mean, you have to have Chris Sale somewhere along the way, just like you had to have Eduardo Rodriguez somewhere along the way. It's not like you have other options here. It's not like Martin Perez is going to be dropped out of the sky and into the rotation.
Well, you got Pivetta.
Right. So, okay, that's two. You know, and you could put and then you take Pivetta and Hauk out of the bullpen, and now all of a sudden you're pitching Hansel Robles all the time, who's throwing up for some reason. So you know, I would say Eduardo Rodriguez, that was a huge deal last night, to show that you can pitch in the postseason, that you can do it. That helps. And I'll come back to it. I mean, you just need Sale to pitch. I mean, you're going to have to throw him out there. You're going to have to see if he can pitch. He was warming up last night. And it might get uncomfortable, but you aren't going anywhere, I think, in a 7-game series unless you get at least one good performance out of Chris Sale.
What did you say about Tanner Houck? Yes or no?
I leave him in the bullpen. He's the guy when Chris Sale gets one guy on base, like he did the other day, or go through one inning, he's the guy that you roll out there. Because if you can get something out of Chris Sale for five or six innings out of nowhere, and then you can use Tanner Houck in a way that's much more impactful weapon out of the bullpen. Think about that. Sale goes five, you know, okay, Brazier or someone for an inning, and then Houck and Whitlock, you've locked it down.
From an expert baseball eye, was Verdugo out at third?
Oh, yeah, yes. And that expert baseball eye was like a million feet away, but it's you know, I think looking at the replays that I did, I think he was, and it was, you know, listen, the gritty gutty Alex Verdugo, good try, you know, good effort. It's just, you know, like they made some mistakes last night. Hunter Renfroe airmailing the throw in and everything else, and I don't know about you guys, but boy, that was trending in the wrong direction. Everything about that was trending in the wrong direction. It was
three doubles in a row. It's like, wait a second, what the hell's going on?
Well, think about this. This is crazy. I mean, to me, like the most unbelievable story from last night was Garrett Whitlock. Yeah. I mean, this is a kid who was a pig farmer in Georgia, you know, like 3 years ago.
Right.
And you know, rule five guy, never pitch above double A. And oh, by the way, you know what we needed to do? We needed to come in with nobody out, game tied, man at second against some of the best hitters in the major leagues, and we need to get out of it. Okay, yeah, I'll do that. I mean, that was an incredible performance last night.
Well, to that end, Rob, why didn't he start the eighth? And then in the ninth, why didn't they pinch run Vasquez earlier? They waited until we got the third. Did Cora talk about that?
He did not. Not that I know of, but you are right in both cases. I don't think there's any. If I had to criticize Cora last night, I think that was the not bringing Whitlock in the eighth. That was a miss. Although, you know, Brazier's obviously been good, but he didn't really have Whitlock warming up in time. That unraveled a little bit too quick. And I'm with you. You know, like you, like we were saying in the press box when Vasquez got on first, we're like, what is the purpose of Danny Santana if you're not going to pinch run him right here? And, okay, you know, you got him in third. I mean, those are nitpicky type things. Like the Whitlock thing isn't nitpicky, but still, it's, you know, and it's fair. Good job, Ken. Good analysis.
Bradfo, we had the dude on earlier that caught the 11,000 balls. Is that legit in your mind?
Listen, I saw the guy, so I got a text from somebody who was out there with him last night and saw him actually do it. And I'm like, oh, man, that name sounds familiar. And I remembered he was on Real Sports, HBO Real Sports. And I don't know how much, you know, how much research you've done on him, and I'm sure he was awesome talking, but, like, this guy is nuts. This guy is crazy.
I don't know. He's making $200,000 a year going to baseball games and catching home run balls. We're the crazy ones.
Sounds pretty smart.
Whoever's paying him the money on YouTube are the crazy ones.
Haven't we learned in our world that the people who are nuts and the people who are crazy are the ones making the most money?
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
I mean that in an endearing fashion. I mean,
I bet he's making more than that.
You think so?
He has over 500,000 subscribers on YouTube. Yeah, he's making big money.
He's definitely collecting that bag.
And if you look at some of the videos, I mean, he seems like a really nice guy, and it's a really interesting existence he lives. But he's running in front of like 10-year-olds, right, like pushing them out of the way.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, you can't catch 11,000 home run balls without knocking a kid over once or twice. Well, I mean, I'm sorry.
Everybody knows that.
But whether you're knocking the kid over or not, you are stepping in front of him and preventing that kid from having his day made so you can do a stupid video about it.
Well, as long as he's calling the kid off, right? As long as he's saying he got it. Yeah. But he can't call
fair catch and catch every ball.
He seems like he catches a lot of balls in batting practice is kind of what
he does that, but he's
legit when it comes to these things. You're right. I mean, he's stiff arming kids all over the place. He isn't saying, excuse me, young man, may I catch this ball?
He's like, I got it.
Nice wiggy.
All right, Bradfo.
All right.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a baseball town.
Right. Bradfo called it, too.
He did. He called it.
I need another World Series ring.
You called it. You called it. He called it. Right. Who else has called it? Curtis called it. Ken called it.
I don't know if Ken called it.
Coco called it. Everybody called it.
I just called D-Rod.
I am calling now. Greg, will you vow to me right now that you will watch every single inning?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm all in at this point.
He has his arms crossed.
I was out. That's my bad. I am in. I am all in. I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do with the Bruins home opener on Saturday because I want to watch the Bruins.
By the way, can we talk David Pastrnak?
Your tweet.
Oh my goodness. So he was up on the Jumbotron numerous times. God bless him. I know he's of drinking age, but wow.
Hold it down?
He was getting after it.
He's enjoying the Red Sox win. What do you expect?
Like, the great game of baseball is not lost on him. I mean, I tweeted this, there is no way he is making it through extra innings if you get there. There's no chance.
Well, Bradfo, your baseball fans might be the rowdiest out there. Think of every fight that you see is at a baseball game, and people are getting sauced up. So there you go.
And Greg probably gave him COVID again for the second time.
I didn't give him COVID the first time.
And by the way,
Pasta gave me the COVID the long COVID.
How dare you speak ill of Pasta? Like your best friend. Figurines in the Twitch chat has shared a video of our good friend Zach Hempel basically knocking a kid over in the front row of Yankee Stadium steal a ball.
He told us that he never hit anybody, and I was on his side. He went on and on about how he makes sure he looks at his surroundings when he's moving around, and I said, okay, then I'm on this guy's side now. So he lied to us?
I don't know.
What a total dink.
All right.
All right, Bradfo.
Bradfo, thank you.
All right, guys.
Hey,
is the
Lord Hobo hat, is that a lucky hat?
It is now,
okay.
Sure.
Yeah. Bringing it back? Bringing it back? Or
bringing it back. It never left my head.
Well, somebody said you got a new one after the last time we talked about it. Is that not?
Yeah, listen, if it's free, it's for me. So okay. it's all good as long as it catches the spirit of the thing. You know,
it's a new used one.
There you go.
All right, Rob Bradford, WEEI.com. Here is Ken and what is trending.
Mac Jones joins Maloney and Fourier every Patriots Monday.
Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Fall in love with driving a 2022 Subaru featuring symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find your authorized retailer, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Victorious clubhouse last night. Also, just wins around here, Greg, even though Wiggy was flatlining the Pats win over the weekend.
That's an ugly win. Don't count.
Can I play a little bit of the Belichick locker room audio? Patriots have released this.
Yes.
Pretty giddy Bill after the Texans win. He and Matthew Slater leading the charge.
That's the way to keep fighting, okay? We needed 60 good minutes of football, and we got 30. That's what we said at halftime. We got the 30 we needed. How about this offensive line? How about the... Yeah!
O-line, man, appreciate you guys. Teddy K told me one thing. He said, man, we go down there to Houston.
Talk to him.
We got to leave with a oh, yeah. Well, how we feel about getting the dub today?
Bill was fired.
Bill kept in his step.
Bill was excited about the offensive line. He said he knew all week long that this was going to be the situation. And I say keep that offensive line in there, even when the guys do get back.
This is the last time I bring up Zach, I promise. But there is several petitions to ban this guy from baseball games, including one created by an Army veteran who said this guy took the seats that were reserved behind the fence for people that were serving their country or were veterans of the military, and he took the seats from them.
Oh.
Like, what a horrible thing.
Is that like stolen ticket valor or something like that when you do that?
Yeah, his name's Zach America.
Curtis has turned his hatred from Cam towards Zach.
Take that, Zach.
Hey, listen. What about Ty Law refusing to say that Wiggy is incorrect when it comes to Cam Newton v. Mac Jones?
He's a Hall of Famer. What would he know? He's got a gold jacket.
I will say, no one laughed at him like people laugh at you.
Because he's a Hall of Famer. He's got a bust.
Wiggy may have redeemed himself a little bit with that comment from Ty Law this morning about Cam Newton.
I got a gold jacket, but it's a Bruins jacket. Don't count.
That'll be a big game Sunday, 425, Cowboys
listen,
in town.
Signature win if you can win this football game. But if you go out there and you get curb stomped, what are we doing now? We're going to wait until next week when you play the Jets?
Well, if you win the game, you get Jets. That's a three-game win streak.
Right, that's why signature win. If not, now we got to wait till the Chargers game to see if you're – or we're like, all right, this team is not good when they play against good football teams.
Hot poll question from me last night, Greg, back to the Red Sox. Who was the ALDS MVP?
I voted on it.
Kike, Whitlock, Vasquez, and Pivetta.
I voted Kike.
Yeah. Majority did. 77%. Can I throw this in for Rafi Devers, though? Another 3-1 homer. Wiggy, you love Devers.
Yes.
How about now? He's 20 years of age.
24.
24 years of age. Seventh player at any age with 20-plus RBI through their first 20 postseason games. The others are like Gehrig, Jim Edmonds, Nomar, Bernie Williams. I mean, he
Jim
is on.
Jim Edmonds, gross.
That Franco kid is good for him to be so young.
Oh, he's 20.
Jim Edmonds treated that girl like trash.
She got married yesterday to Joe Biden's nephew.
Weren't they having like a little trouble going on over there?
No, he was cheating on her with his nanny.
No, they had a menage with the nanny. Get up on your Jim Edmonds story.
And now he's married to the nanny.
Yeah, right, well, listen.
You had a menage yesterday with the sliders and the ribeye, the sliced ribeye that they brought
up. Even if you invite into the bedroom, he should not be with her outside without...
What do you mean?
I think that was behind her back. Well, she was blindsided, and then he left her for the nanny. Right.
No, but Wiggy's saying they had a menage.
Yeah. Which is okay, but that's a one-time deal.
Okay, the menage is a one-time thing, unless the wife knows that you're going out on the side dates.
She didn't know.
She didn't know.
That's what she says.
I don't know. I bet you that menage is more than one time and just, you know. I don't know.
Just, you know, I don't know.
Curtis... The sliders will never be able to replace my wife.
True.
No matter how many sliders I eat, I still go home.
John Gruden's been replaced, and the Ravens won last night, and that's what's trending now.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
It is what it is. They've obviously had a reputation of, you know, doing some sketchy stuff over there, and you know, it's just, we can say that it's a little bit of a difference, you know. I think you saw the swings and misses tonight compared to, you know, the first two games of Minute Maid.
I haven't heard anybody even talk about it, to tell you the truth. You know, he can say what he wants to say. I never even, you know, heard his name before. You know, we played the White Sox, you know, like, nah, man, I'm not bothered at all by it, really. Because, you know, most of my life they've been talking stuff on me anyway. You know what I mean? So let them talk.
Are they still cheating in Houston, Ken? That would be a bold move on their part.
Once a cheater, always a cheater. Look at Wiggy, Spygate. And then he moves on in his post-life to all kind of things.
To what?
All kind of trucks.
Kind of a savage move for your baker, though, coming back and saying, like, I didn't even know who he was.
Yeah.
Well,
Ryan Tapera, who's White Sox reliever, saying that he's wondering whether or not there are inappropriate things going on once again.
But Cora in the middle of this series, this is destiny, right? The Astros are going to win. It'll be Cora against his old team. And he knows exactly how they cheat there, obviously. So that mitigates any advantage they have. So it's I think this Red Sox team, it's in the stars. A matchup with maybe not the Dodgers. They're down 2-1.
But I think either way it works, right? Because even if it's Chicago, then it's Chris Sale redemption.
No, it's Sox cast. Sox versus Sox.
Well, yeah, it is. But Chris Sale now, you can get a good Chris Sale, right?
Deep dish or Santarpio's.
That'll be the question.
Here is Dakota. Hey, Dakota.
Hey, good morning, guys. One quick thing on that interview with that guy that was catching all the home runs. There is definitely a science to getting balls in BP. I remember going to the games probably when I was 8 or 9, and I used to run the left field, and know exactly who's going to hit balls and could get four or five of them. I take them home and use them. One quick story, I got Bo Jackson to sign one of the baseballs I got in BP. Took it home. I ran out of every other ball, so me and my brother decided to use the Bo Jackson sign. Was and it basically got ruined. I was at the game in game three, and when I tell you the excitement in Fenway Park was pretty much like 04, like, or even 03 back in the early 2000s. The other, and probably the reason why there was no like pink hats, I didn't see many pink hats in that stadium. I'm not sure if you're seeing them, Greg or Chris or Ken, if you guys are there, but no more pink hats. I don't know what.
Well, we don't call them pink hats. We call them blue hats. Courtney don't like pink hats.
Well, because I own a decent amount of pink hats, and I think that you know they're coming. They're becoming very very popular.
So wait a minute. So all the pink hat people basically aren't wearing their pink hats.
Yes. Yeah. You can't wear one to a game anymore because people could be like, oh no, I didn't mean it like that. I just like your hat.
Awesome. All right. Well, one thing on the Red Sox with this Christian Vasquez, Wiggy, the professional football player who still says, you know, Mac Jones will never be a good NFL quarterback.
Ty Law said it.
Record.
Did you get okay. Ty Law audio?
And also, as it relates to Christian Vasquez, when you guys were saying, well, everybody, you know, they need a pitcher on him, this is the difference between Alex Cora and the rest of you Jamokes, okay, is for one, the game was tied. You don't need to remove the catcher because you have Pelecki. It's not like you have an outfielder or a middle infielder with plenty of moves to make. So, for one, Vasquez is a solid base runner. His speed is okay. His instincts matter, too. And if you noticed, when he got to second base, on the ground of the third, most people would not even try to get over to third on the throw across the diamond. Vasquez took off. His instincts were good. The other thing, with him on first and the game tied, and Cora knows that he's going to call for a sacrifice bunt, you don't even want to think of pitch running for Vasquez in a tie game until you get to second or even third when the chances of them scoring go up. So to me, I thought Cora played it perfect, and when he finally got to third with one out and your chances, you know, to score from third with less than two outs go up, that's when you brought in Santana and everything worked great. I think Cora is phenomenal. He is definitely should win manager of the year. And last year, you could just throw it away. This team has a great lineup, and I can't wait. I can't wait for them to play Houston or the White Sox.
Well, yeah, and I think when you talk about the way the ballpark feels and the excitement about it, I think a lot of it has to do with, and Curtis kind of alluded to this with the poll question today, is that it's somewhat unexpected from this team. It became expected from the Patriots, right?
Right.
It was, you know, if you weren't in the AFC championship game, then the season was a failure.
Pretty much.
With what's going on right now, I think I don't think a lot of people expected it.
Wait a minute. I think there were plenty of people. I wouldn't say a lot of people. At the beginning of the year, and I have the Twitter video receipt to prove it, before game one, I thought this team could contend for a World Series. For one, on the Alex, on the Alex, well, you can laugh, but I have the Twitter receipts. Yet Alex Cora, last year it was a throwaway season with him being there, obviously with Renicky. In the lineup that they put together, if the pitching held up, this team was going to contend. And they're mixing and mashing it. And come playoff time, Cora made every right move in the bullpen except not pulling Robles with two outs. If you're gonna go with a Whitlock anyways in the ninth, once you get to two outs, you should have brought Whitlock in game three. I think that one's an easy second guess. But other than that, Alex has been great, as always, as he always is.
Yeah. All right, Dakota, thank you.
I'm the only one who had it, because after the first three games of the season, everybody was going, this team's going to go 0-162 when they lost to Baltimore. And, Ken, you remember that. Everybody's like, the Red Sox stuff.
You don't think the Yankees are a rival. You don't think it's a rivalry game.
No. But
you're
I've
the
been,
only one who had
I've
what?
Been saying this was a good team. I said, hey, that first three game series against Baltimore, let's pump the brakes. This is a good baseball team.
Except for after game one, at the Trop, where you were like, it's going to be a sweep. The Rays are going to sweep the Sox.
That was more of a joke. And if you bring up the Yankees thing, though, he basically was saying it's not a rivalry because we're really good at Yankee Stadium.
Yes. Like,
that's what he said.
That's what he said.
Look at the numbers in the playoffs, the Red Sox versus the Yankees. I forget what
it was.
The
most watched ESPN baseball game
I didn't say
years.
That. I didn't
Fraud
say that.
Antenna coming up nope. right now, Greg.
No, a rivalry is when you're like 50-50.
Wiggy versus a slider is a rivalry.
No, because I like the Red Sox versus the Yankees, one-sided. That's what it was.
And by Greg versus the Tab. That's a rivalry.
And Ty Law did not say that Mac Jones would not be a good NFL quarterback.
No, he didn't say that.
He said nothing like that.
No,
so,
I never said Mac Jones wouldn't be a good NFL quarterback.
Well, you said he's not going to win you any games. Don't good NFL quarterbacks win you games?
I said he's not going to win you games. He's not going to lose you games right now.
So don't.
I don't know what he's going to be in 5 years.
Oh, all right.
That's what everybody's telling me what he's going to be in 5 years. Okay.
So how you're judging the man based on 5 weeks.
No, I'm judging the man on what we know. So then everybody who plays sports, we can't judge them in the moment. So don't judge Zach Wilson. Don't say Zach Wilson's not going to be good because it's only 5 weeks. We got to wait till 4 years to see what kind of quarterback he is.
Well, he came back after that game against the Pats and had a great played better than you expected.
Right, but everybody was like, he sucks after the first 4 weeks of the season. Why are we doing that if you're telling me wait 3 years for Mac Jones?
But nobody's saying wait 3 years for Mac Jones, and you're being disingenuous when you say he's not going to win you games, he's not going to lose you games. So by that definition, this year, they've overachieved with a quarterback who you said they can't win games with.
No, I said he's not going to win you a game and he's not going to lose you a game. And as of right now, He hasn't lost you any games, and he hasn't won you any games.
I don't understand.
What do you mean you don't understand? Has he put a team on his back and said, you know, they're down 14 points?
Yeah, fourth quarter against the Texans.
That was a rough in the passer call.
Okay.
You didn't win because of that. And it was an interception the guy dropped.
Okay. Ken, are we up against the clock? Do I have time for Brian from Fitchburg or not?
Okay.
We're going to take a break.
Well, it's up to you.
Take a break. We'll come back. Quick reminder that if you cannot listen to this show and this station on the radio for whatever reason, you can stream it at WEEI.com, or you can download the Odyssey app and listen to us from anywhere.
We are
the Sox Station.
This is how we do it all day, every day, City of Champions. You know where we're at? We're in B-Town. We have the best baseball title town in the country, right?
The exclusive home of Red Sox playoff baseball. WEEI.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Hey, this that Eastside Johnny Big Redemption like. Know what I'm talking about? Hold up.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Crossover today with Gresh, brought to you by National Lumber. Wait till you see them. Hello.
Hey, at least we used the radio edit, unlike Fox last night, who's had to have their put all the pressure on their audio guy to try to bleed out all of the naughty words that are in there. Meanwhile, the players are all screaming it, by the way. Yeah.
I mean, are we still editing at this point, like radio edits? We still playing that?
Yes.
A great rejoin day, though.
Yeah, of course.
Ken is crushing two days in a row.
It's a little thing called the FCC.
What about the kids?
Arbitrary.
Have you heard the music the kids are listening to nowadays? Hey, kids, stop it.
Have you heard WAP?
Right. And come on, let's stop it.
The what was kids. That?
Is that guac?
What guac? Guap? What?
Guap? You never heard? Yeah.
No, Cardi I have. Oh, okay. Yes. But to some people in Rhode Island, it also has a different meaning. So it depends on where you're hanging out.
Cardi B's.
That's why yeah. some people get a little nervous whenever they, you know, they'll be like, oh, here's Cardi B with her latest.
Yeah, I think it did. Like,
don't say it.
50 million. Mm.
It's okay.
No, I don't you know. Say it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's
yeah, yeah.
It's like confused. WAP. Okay.
Well, all depends.
Okay.
Curtis is getting real. Well, actually, it's Ken over there. Yeah. He's getting some real right. rectus constrictus right now. And being like, what are we doing here? Can we talk about baseball?
Cardi B sounds like a great restaurant.
You know Cardi B's a Red Sox fan.
Really?
Really? Yes. Lil Wayne.
Oh, trust me. We're about to find out all the Red Sox fans.
Lil Wayne tweeted
that have been
a lot
believing in this
night.
Team, right?
Yeah. Yep.
How many?
I'll tell you who's not allowed to hop on the bandwagon. That's Damon. He is not allowed anywhere near any nope. Boston team.
Great no, point, he's Greg. Not. Good mm-hmm. job. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Johnny or Matt.
Listen,
either one.
I don't want to jinx anything. Curtis has had a poll question up all morning. Should the Red Sox advance farther than the ALCS? Most improbable team to win a championship since 2001. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's funny. They, in July, they were on pace to be a 100-win team. Then we all soured on them. And now they're in this spot, and our heads are like, what do we see and what do we do? Because I don't even know how to describe this team. Like, yeah, you know, like there will always be the cardiac kids or stuff like that.
A bunch of idiots.
How do you – this is not a group of idiots, I don't think. Although Schwarber poking fun at himself was pretty cool. That was very Kevin. That was very Kevin Millar like. Let's put it that way.
It was.
They're the believers. They've always said it since day one. They were a good baseball team and believed in themselves. They're the believers.
How many people in the sales are getting calls today from these pseudo Red Sox fans who are like, "Yeah, you got any for Monday? Because they got to go mug. It's going to be like you sitting with drinks, sitting with Den down there. Oh, look at me. I'm Greg Hill, front row. Yeah, listen, I hired this girl.
Listen, if I get invited to go to a game, I go to a game. I mean, I don't know. I like.
What do you mean invited? Are you kidding me?
I love the old ballpark.
You own the booth.
It's
in Fenway.
Friendly Fenway. I love it.
Legendary Dennis drink water.
Always great to see drinks.
Right.
It is the way. It is. It is so much better to watch a baseball game in person.
It's what?
It's so much better to watch a baseball game in person
than on TV.
Yeah. Oh hell yeah.
I feel the opposite way about NFL games.
Yeah, I agree.
I would much rather watch an NFL game on TV.
100%. But baseball is far better in person than on television.
Well, with that atmosphere as well. I mean,
hockey's better
be
in
real.
Person also.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Basketball too.
Yeah. All right. So, do you care who they play ALCS wise?
I do because I think. Well, I'll tell you who does care.
Alex Cora.
I think Major League Baseball cares.
You think Major League Baseball. Oh, Curtis said that earlier.
Yeah. Major League
you think
Baseball.
Major League Baseball wants that story.
How icky is this for them? Like, they, you know, a little bit of this, like, John Gruden deal all caught up in the WFT investigation. Mm. What else did they find? Little diversionary tactics going on. And, of course, this dumb pitcher for the White Sox brought up the, oh, Houston, it's different than Minute Maid.
Yeah.
You know what they needed to do? Look at the umpire. There's actually a Twitter account that grades all the umpires.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the umpire in Game 3 of that Houston White Sox series told you the story as to why that pitcher was like, something didn't look right. Yeah, because they had Joe West behind the plate who's, like, back there with one eye.
All right. So lots of baseball today, I assume.
Yep, Peter King at 11:45, where we'll be able to hit a little bit of the Gruden stuff. But yeah, I think there's many layers to the Red Sox, and I love it that old time baseball was a part of last night's win. All right. All you nerds, take your OPS plus and stick it.
Oppo, there's a lot of Oppo.
The VORP and the BABIP and the PPOQ and the der.
Ken's gonna shut your mic
Alex,
off.
Alex Cora was like, "Get out!"
All right, Gresham Keefe is next. We'll be back tomorrow morning, perhaps with the long anticipated Nate Evaldi interview. Is that correct, Ken? Maybe?
Really? There's a chance of that, yeah.
Okay, chance of that.
Slight.
And we'll have all the repeating ads off the audience.
I was going to say, better chance on Evaldi on the show tomorrow or you fixing the app so it's not the same commercial running over and over and over again on the Odyssey app.
And Curtis might stay to 10:30 today.
Is that a Ken thing to fix?
Yeah, it's all Ken.
Oh.
He's management. Oh, guys,
he's also got to try to get Curtis to stay till 10:30. Good luck on that.
That's what management does.
The Odyssey app, I know you could fix. Curtis, car's already started.
How did I get thrown into this?
Ken is a delegator, if I've ever seen one. He's a like a clear delegation guy.
Well, boss yeah. man led.
That's a skill.
All right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.